The South African Jewish Board of Deputies is the organization that engages with the South African government on behalf of the Jewish community. Join Cherise Zephyr for the next hour to find out what the SAJBD has been up to. 101.9 High FM.
Welcome to Jewish Board Talk. I'm Cherise Zephyr from the Jewish Board of Deputies, and I look forward to being with you for the next hour. And of course, today is 18th of July, Mandela Day. And I know so many amazing initiatives taking place in our community as we come to do our bit in celebrating Madiba's legacy. Later in the show, I talk to the National Director of the Jewish Board, Wendy Kahn, regarding not only Mandela Day, but actually we're talking about a national dialogue. And the press release that the Jewish Board of Deputies issued yesterday, and Michael McKenna mentioned earlier as well. Why are we issuing that release? We find out. After that, I talk about the debut novel by Andrew Robert Wilson, The Fourth Boy. It follows recently graduated journalist Grant Asher's first real investigative assignment, which draws him into a series of unexplained murders in three quiet Karoo towns. There are two mystifying links. The victims were once part of a group of 500 Polish Jewish children housed at an orphanage in Otsun during the Second World War, and each victim was missing the tip of their little finger. Wow, I look forward to learning more about that. And then I'm delighted to have as my first guest Roslyn Jossel, whose first solo exhibition is opening this Sunday at the Rabbi Cyril Harris Community Center. But before we get into that...
This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zephyr, only on 101.9 High FM.
This Sunday, Roslyn Jossel will host her first solo exhibition at the Rabbi Cyril Harris Community Center. She brings together a selection of her artworks inspired by color, pattern, and the way she sees the world. Roz is my guest now to tell me more. Roz, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Roz, thank you. Tell me how you, when you started painting.
Well, I've always wanted to paint. I've always been interested in painting. But I went to Rhodes University where they didn't offer the fine arts degree that I wanted. So, and then I got married and had four children. But while they was growing up, I went to several art teachers, Lionel Abrams, Bill Ainsley, Sidney Goldblatt, and finally I decided to do a fine arts degree at UNISA. So I have a fine arts honours degree from UNISA, which I really loved. And during that time, I was accepted by the Transvaal Academy, where along with other artists like Walter Battis, Irma Stern, Alexis Preller, etc. And then I moved from my big house where I had a lovely big room to paint to an apartment where I had no room. And I knew Ricky Burnett from Bill Ainsley, where I also studied. So I went to him, and he has been so encouraging and steered me in a new direction, more abstract, not so figurative, and also Diane Hislop, who has been in his studio, has also encouraged me. And this is a result. There are some old paintings and some new paintings, a very mixed exhibition, and I hope everybody enjoys it.
You've worked, you've mentioned some very impressive names, including, for example, Lionel Abrams. And I just wondered, to what extent do other artists inspire you, and to what extent is everything that you do comes from within yourself?
Well, no, it comes from... no other artist has inspired me. I like pattern. Actually, I like flowers. I like plants. I'm a decorative person. So my paintings are very decorative. And also, I love color. So they're very, very colorful. I hope you'll come and see them, everybody who's listening.
So I will
Especially
give
you, Shari.
I will definitely give those details out at the end of the interview. The fact that you're going you solo means you have portrayed your art elsewhere. Just tell me about the responses to your artwork in previous exhibitions.
Yeah, no, I have been in several other exhibitions. The Rolfs, besides the Transvaal Academy, and also I'm in Esme Berman's book on South African art. So I've developed in a different way now. Not so, as I said, not so figurative, more abstract. That's what I'm trying to experience now. So Rene Sidley approached me and asked me if I'd like to exhibit at the shul, at the Rabbi Harris. So I accepted, and I hope it all goes well. Yeah.
Roz, do you think you, do you still paint?
Oh, yes. I took a painting there today, which was so wet.
Oh, wow. So you're still creating your art? You're still creating your artwork?
Yes. I'm still painting. I go at least once, maybe twice a week to art. I love it. It's what keeps me going. It's fabulous for me. Yeah.
Roz, do you have a favorite art piece?
Well, the one I just did, actually, I took there this morning, which is wet. I just love it. It just epitomizes me. It's bright pink and red, and I just love it. I'm very lucky. And also my husband has been so encouraging. He goes and buys me paints and canvases and takes me to art. It's been amazing. Yeah.
Roz, the art that is being bought will go to charity. Is that correct? You are looking to sell your artwork.
Yeah, Brian's got a favorite charity, my husband. So any proceeds are going to go to that charity.
Okay, so let me just give those details out. So it's taking place this Sunday at the Rabbi Cyril Harris Community Center.
And it will be on for 3 months.
Oh, wow. So if you miss the opening, you will still have an opportunity to go and see it for 3 months.
Plenty of opportunity to see it because they will all be there for 3 months.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. That was Roz Jussel, and she's talking about her art, which will be for the first time on a solo exhibition at the Rabbi Cyril Harris Community Center starting from this Sunday. Thanks so much for being my guest.
Thank you for inviting me.